You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We are continuing our conversation in the Set Apart to Serve series. Today, we get to go a little bit younger. Coming right out of high school, going into college, talking about why an interest in church work and why choosing a Concordia. All those fun things. What was high school life like? Like good stuff. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. Thanks to Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting The Coffee Hour. Find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
Joining us today, Elizabeth Crawford. She's an elementary education major and Lutheran teacher diploma student starting her freshman year at Concordia University, Nebraska. Elizabeth, welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Thank you so much for having me.
So fresh out of high school graduation and preparing for Concordia University, Nebraska, and you're spending a little bit of your summer vacation chatting with us here on The Coffee Hour. So we appreciate your time. Let's talk about life before you made the decision to go to Concordia University, Nebraska. Who helped shape your formation and your faith? What was childhood or the youth like in terms of learning about Jesus and spending time in the Word and being in the divine service?
I have to say, both of my parents are strong confessional Lutherans, and they really brought me up in the faith. And just going to church has been what I do every single Sunday. And the school I go to is Lutheran. So that's just, I've been involved in the Word of God every single day. I go to church every Sunday, and we have chapel every Wednesdays. We study the Word of God. We have discussions about the sacraments and baptism and all these things. And I've gotten to go on higher things. I've gotten to do youth retreats and all sorts of things. And I have been strongly encouraged in the faith ever since I was born.
That sounds like an amazing journey of faith formation throughout your years. What are some of the highlights for you throughout all this? You mentioned so many things, chapel and church and higher things and all of these things. What are some of your favorite memories, favorite things that have formed you in the faith?
I really love higher things because it's an opportunity to get to meet other Lutheran high schoolers around the world that share the same faith as you, and to get to worship with them and do sessions with them is really an amazing experience because you see all these kids who have the same faith as you and you feel encouraged.
So what was it about Lutheran education? What was your experience like as a Lutheran, as a student in a Lutheran school? Did that shape, I'm gathering it shaped your interest in becoming a Lutheran teacher as well? What was it about your experience in Lutheran schools that was important to you and shaped this path forward to becoming a Lutheran teacher?
Well, since I've been very young, I've always wanted to help people as my job. And originally it was going to be in the medical field, but then I started working at my church's VBS in the summers. And I worked with some teachers to help tutor kids or just helped around the classroom. And I realized how much I loved kids, especially younger ones, as it's what I'm hoping to work in. But I really loved being with them. And a lot of people don't like younger kids because they're not as mature and you have to help them more. But I really think that pivotal age of like 6, 7, 8 is really important to have a good, strong Lutheran foundation. And I received that when I was that age. And I want to make sure the next generation can be raised up in the same fashion.
That is so awesome. Were there teachers in your Lutheran schools that you look up to? Teachers that really, when you think about how you want to be a teacher, are there teachers that you had that kind of shaped that for you?
Oh, absolutely. I have so many. My science teacher is one of them, and my handbells teacher and my English teacher, and just so many of them. I've interacted with all of them for so long since Faith Lutheran, the school I go to, is K-12. I've been with these teachers ever since I was 6 years old. So I get to see them every single day in the hallways, and I get to see how they interact with their students. And as I got older and decided that this was going to be the path I was called to this path, I realized that I wanted to do this because I saw them doing it. And I said, ooh, that looks fun. I want to do that as a job.
Let's go back to, you mentioned some of your opportunities to experience serving in an education setting, Vacation Bible School, VBS. What were some of the responsibilities given to you in those roles that really helped you see this is what I might like to do in the future as well? What were some of those first early responsibilities you received?
I was the leader of the music section at my VBS, which is a combination of both my love of music and my love of children. So we would prepare the kids to do a little presentation at the end of the week on Friday for their parents. So just the typical Bible songs and hymns and verses. And I really got to see how you could teach Lutheran theology to six-year-olds in music, and they completely understood it and they loved it. I also was a chapter leader, or I led, I think, kindergarten around. Like, I took them to each one of their individual sections, so I kind of got to be a mentor to them and help them with their crafts and their snacks and all of that.
That sounds so fun. And we've talked a little bit about your love of kids, but you mentioned music in VBS. Tell us more about your foundation in music growing up in Lutheran church and school.
Yeah, so I started piano when I was 3 years old. My mom put me into piano, and I loved it, and I still do piano now. I keep doing it. And then when I got the opportunity to be in the band in fifth grade, I joined that and did flute. And then when I got into ninth grade, that's when you could do orchestra at my high school, so I did violin. And I also got the opportunity to be in choir and handbells, so I do both of those things. So I'm always the one who can play all the instruments at my school. So they're like, oh, we need a flautist for chapel. You want to play? So that's always me.
I love it.
But how would you say, do you think those opportunities you've been given to serve as a youth, as a child, do they shape your perspective on serving in the church and in Lutheran schools? Do they shape how you see, how you view service and that the place of service in the church and in Lutheran schools?
Oh, absolutely. I've been given so many wonderful gifts and have had so many wonderful people teach me all these things. And I want to be that person for the next generation because I have been so benefited by these lovely teachers and pastors and parents who have supported me in my endeavors and stayed up late nights and driven me to things and all the things that I do. And I want to turn around and be the next for the rising generation. I want these kids to be loved and appreciated and given the tools to do what they need to do to serve God.
You brought up a good point. You've spoken about teachers, but you also mentioned pastors being important as well. Tell us about how the pastors in your life have shaped your understanding of Lutheran education.
Well, the pastors are the ones that teach theology to the middle and high schoolers at my school. So we really get to dive deep because they have had so much education in this area, of course. And we really get to dive deep into the book of the Bible we're studying, or if we're studying baptism, and they know their stuff. So they dive into all of that and really explore it with us. And that just strengthened my Lutheran religion and made me really realize that I know why I'm Lutheran and I'm proud to be a Lutheran.
How have your parents played a role in this journey for you in your faith formation as you work through grade school and high school now into college?
They are very encouraging of everything I do. When I told them I want to be a teacher, they said, that's great. When I said, I want to play all these instruments, they said, that's great. When I said, I want to play this stuff, they said, that's great. We'll get you to it. I am an only child, which is a benefit because I don't have siblings, but they still really, you know, we do devotions every night and we pray about things when they're hard, and they're always so encouraging of me and they really build me up and they make sure that I can do what I need to do to fulfill my vocation to God and to my neighbor.
Well spoken.
Mm-hmm.
Does your high school have a speech team or a debate team as well?
We didn't have a speech team. I did speech class. We didn't have a speech team, though. Maybe we should.
You could go back and volunteer.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about where you're headed next, which is not in Texas. So you'll be heading out of Texas to Nebraska this fall. And we're going to talk about that in just a little bit, learn about your decision to attend Concordia University, Nebraska, and prepare to be a Lutheran teacher in just a moment. We are in our Set Apart to Serve series today. Our guest, Elizabeth Crawford, she is an elementary education major and Lutheran teacher diploma student starting her freshman year at Concordia University, Nebraska. We'll continue that conversation in just a moment. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We are in the Set Apart to Serve series today on The Coffee Hour, talking with Elizabeth Crawford. She just graduated from high school, headed to her freshman year at Concordia University, Nebraska, as an elementary education major and Lutheran teacher diploma student. So what made you look at the Concordia Universities and consider Concordia University, Nebraska?
Well, I always knew they were like the Lutheran colleges on the market. And I'd heard about Chicago and Wisconsin and Nebraska. Those are kind of my top three contenders. Oh, and Irvine. Those are my top four contenders, really. And my school offered an opportunity. We have ambassadors here in Texas that took us on a trip to Concordia University, Nebraska. And I also auditioned and was selected for the high school honor choir that Concordia University, Nebraska holds every year when I was a sophomore. So I got to go up there multiple times. I got to see the campus. I got to meet professors. I got to see students. And I really realized that it was the right university for me. And over the next few years, CCLE happened there. I went back to honor choir. I went up for another tour. And I really felt like the professors and students saw me as another person. At some universities, like big state universities, you're more of a number because there's so many students. But I really felt like they knew my name, they knew who I was, and they understood what I wanted to do when I left college. And I felt welcomed and appreciated there.
Yeah, there is something very special about the Concordia Universities and the opportunities that you have, and especially for you looking at the music programs. You have such great opportunities to be involved in that at Concordia, Nebraska. What are you looking forward to? I know you're an incoming freshman at Concordia, Nebraska. What are you excited about doing in your first year?
I am so excited about the new music center that they have built on campus. It is so beautiful. And I, as a musician, I've gotten to see all their choir practice rooms and the piano room and this huge organ they have. And I'm so excited to get up there and start practicing, which I don't practice at home, but maybe I'll practice once I'm in a prettier space.
I love the optimism.
What are some of the things that you're doing to prepare for your freshman year as an elementary education major at Concordia University, Nebraska? I'm gathering that orientation is coming up sometime late summer, early fall, right?
Yeah.
Any other ways? How did high school prepare you for this next step? What are the ways that your Lutheran school prepared you to go on to college?
Well, I mean, from the like basic education side of things, you learn how to do all your work on time and you learn how to like manage your tasks and all that. But from the Lutheran side, you know, I've really understood that going to chapel is kind of just like part of the school day. That's just what you do is you go to chapel at whatever time and you worship with all your classmates. And at Concordia, there is chapel every day. It's not mandatory like it was at my high school, but at this point, it basically is mandatory for me because I'm so used to it. So I will go to chapel every day, and they also hold Bible studies and other worship opportunities. There is a church right across the street that they're affiliated with. So they really encourage students to meet the pastors and go to church every Sunday and go to Bible studies at people's houses. And they have all the opportunities that I'm just used to having at high school. So I won't have to force myself to do this. I'm just so used to doing it. I'll just keep doing it.
Self-mandatory attendance. I like that. That's good. That's good. What kinds of music opportunities? You mentioned organ. Are you going to start organ lessons? Is that a thing for you?
I'm not sure. I did organ lessons when I was in high school, but I didn't really like it. But a lot of people are like, well, if you're a church organist, all the churches will love you because there are no church organists available right now. And I was like, well, I guess I could. So I'm going to see. I do play piano, so that does help because they're fairly similar. So I might start, I might be persuaded by the pretty organ they have on campus to start doing organ lessons. So
what do you think will be most challenging, or what concerns do you have about freshman year and making this transition to college?
I think, to be completely honest, I am most worried about being 9 hours away from my parents. I'm so used to having them there. If I can call them and be like, hey, can you pick me up and take me to wherever? Or, hey, I need help on my English paper. Can you come here? I'm not going to be able to do that. It's going to be more texting and video calling and stuff like that. And I'm also kind of worried for, I just going to be a different experience. I know it's still school and I love school, but college is just completely different than high school. It just is. So I feel like I'm prepared, but I also feel like I'm going to mess up sometimes, and I don't like to mess up. I'm a perfectionist. So I feel like there's going to be a lot of learning opportunities and experiences that I'm just going to have to go through. So.
Yeah, it's an interesting foray into adulthood when you have the transition from high school to college, especially like you said, moving 9 hours away from home for your semesters. That is a big transition for you. What are you doing this summer to prepare to make that move in the fall?
Well, we're buying all the things and we're packing all the boxes and we're figuring out how we're going to get there and everything. But it's just it's more mental preparation, to be honest, like physical stuff. Okay, I can just go and buy whatever I need, but I just need to mentally prepare. I'm going to be 9 hours away. And really, especially because I'm an only child, my parents are sending their only kid that far away. And we all need to just be like, come to terms with it, I guess.
All right. So you've talked about how you have, you know, some reservations about being 9 hours away. Being an only child, how are your parents handling this big transition?
Well, I think they're slightly still in denial because it's still June. We still have a little bit of time, but I feel like once like the end of July hits, they're going to be like, well, it's almost time. But they both understand that this is the right school for me. They went on the tours with me. They understand. They've been on campus. They've met professors too. And they understand, yes, it's hard that we're sending her so far away, but this is where she needs to be to get the education that she needs to do what she wants to do. So that's good.
How are you looking forward to this time at Concordia, Nebraska, preparing you for what you want to do after you graduate? I know that's several years away right now, but how are you expecting that this education at Nebraska is going to form you into who you want to be when you graduate?
Well, I know of the professors, and I know that there are strong Lutherans who want to make sure that they incorporate the Lutheran faith into their teaching. And they know what these students like me want to do, and they want to prepare them for how they want to do it. So even if it's like geography, it's still a case that they can incorporate being Lutheran into their teaching no matter what. And I think that's going to be really helpful as I go out into the secular world once I graduate and want to be a Lutheran teacher. I think I will be well prepared.
So what's on the docket for fall? What do you take? What classes are on the docket for fall semester for you, Iska?
I will be taking Old Testament, geography, a oral skills, which is like listening for music, lots of extracurricular music things. I'm going to be in a choir. I'm going to be in orchestra. I'm going to do voice lessons and violin lessons. And I'll also be doing intro to education, which is like a basic education class, it's for all education, both Lutheran and secular, but the teacher knows like which students are which. So they'll kind of cater it to which students are going into what.
You mentioned earlier the opportunities to be in worship and Bible study and fellowship with your fellow students at Concordia University. Why is it important to you to have an abundant support for your spiritual life while at college?
I feel like when kids go to college, when they're not surrounded by their parents and people they know, it's really, really easy to fall away from the faith because it's just you going to school and all these kids are like, why are you Lutheran? There's not really a point. And even at Concordia, yes, it's a Lutheran college, but still, I really want to be surrounded by people who share the same faith as me so that I am encouraged and built up and that we can build each other up in our faith and stay strong in it.
You know, why is it important for you to be in Lutheran education at the university level? There's a lot of options when you're looking for higher education, when you want to learn more about the vocation you want to be in. But why was it important for you to choose a Lutheran education to continue?
I mean, I've been in Lutheran education all my life, and so it just felt like a natural progression. I mean, I'm sure I could have gone to, it would have been harder to go to a school that was secular and still be in this Lutheran education degree. But I feel like having that extra support from the teachers who are Lutheran and the other faculty who are Lutheran, who know that these students are Lutheran, will be an extra help when I'm learning and they're teaching me stuff.
You mentioned earlier visiting the campus before gave you an opportunity to get to know some of the professors and learn about the community and the campus life at Concordia University. Do you have any other friends? Do you know anybody else who will be attending Concordia University, Nebraska next year? Any friends that'll already be there or coming in the freshman class with you?
Yes, I do have one friend. He's going into accounting. He's in the same age as me. He'll be going up there with me. And then I do have a friend who's a year above me. She wants to be a nurse, but she's a really good friend of mine. She's really excited that I'm going up there. So it's nice to have people that I already know that can kind of show me the ropes if they need. And yeah, I've got a few people up there that I know.
What advice do you have for other high school students or grade school students who may be thinking about a similar path as you were thinking about in the last several years? What advice do you have to other students who may be thinking about becoming a Lutheran teacher?
I will say that I've heard from some people, they're like, being a teacher is really hard. You don't get paid a lot. You have to deal with a lot of kids and so forth. Don't be discouraged. If you're being called into this profession to be a Lutheran teacher, clearly that you are given the gifts to be with children. And it doesn't matter how much you're being paid. That's what the world cares about. What you should care about is helping these children learn the word of God and building them up in their faith so that they stay strong in it as they continue through school. And not everyone is a teacher. A lot of kids in Lutheran schools are like, if you're a guy, you should be a pastor. If you're a girl, you should be a teacher. You don't have to necessarily be one. But if you feel like you're called to be a teacher, that's wonderful. And you should hold fast to that gift that you've been called into. And you should strive to nourish it and encourage it and find people like yourself who want to be teachers and find teachers at your own school that are really excited for you to become like one of them and learn from them and ask them questions. They'll love to answer questions from you.
Very good. Well, thank you so much, Elizabeth, for spending this time with us. And we wish you the best as you prepare for freshman year as a Lutheran education major at Concordia University, Nebraska. It's been great getting to know you. And thanks for being a part of the Set Apart to Serve series with us here in the Coffee Hour.
Of course. Thank you for this opportunity.
You can learn more about Set Apart to Serve by visiting lcms.org/SAS. You've been listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.